Hi guys, so my name is Melanie Collins Small and I am a current high school English teacher here at Philip O'Berry in Charlotte. And I wanted to share my Shark Tank experience with you guys today. So recently I found out that I was the winner of the Shark Tank pitch for teachers, where secondary teachers got an opportunity to share why they would like flexible seating options in their classroom. And they would be sponsored by VS America, a company that offers flexible seating options for K-12 classrooms. So first off, I just want to say I am so thankful and I am so appreciative of this opportunity that not only do my students get to take part of, but my colleagues as well. So all of my students here at Philip O'Berry, as well as the colleagues, we are so thankful to the CMS Personalized Learning Team, as well as VS America for this opportunity. So thank you. But I do want to share with you guys the overall experience kind of leading up all the way until the pitch and then the big reveal. So let's go ahead and get started. So I found out about this opportunity through the Personalized Learning newsletter that comes out weekly. And like all the other personalized newsletters, I was really eager for the teacher voice. So I skipped ahead and I just automatically clicked on the teacher voice because that's the part of the newsletter that I look forward to. And I didn't even think about this opportunity. Well, I got a text message and an email from my personalized learning coach, Lisa, and she just said, "Hey, Melanie, I think this would be a great opportunity for you. Here's the link." And I checked it out, looked into it, and I said, you know what? Why not? Let me give it a try. So I took her advice. I submitted just a letter of interest saying it was a couple of questions, you know, name, school, why you're interested, why this would be a great opportunity for you. And I clicked submit, boom, I was done. Well, I got an email saying, hey, come to this lunch and learn so you can learn more about it. So in September, I got an opportunity to actually go to VS America, where I got to not only learn about the furniture firsthand that they create here, but I also received a very insightful presentation from the owner of VS America, where he shared education is changing between the way that we deliver it, our whiteboards, the tools that we're using, our one-to-one. All of these changes are happening, yet we don't have any flexible seating options for students as frequently or as often available as we should. And so once he kind of shared that presentation, I just immediately started thinking, how would these flexible seating options work in my classrooms? And how also would I see this being beneficial to some of the other teachers in the building? So I started there with my just planning for the pitch. So once I left the lunch and learn that was in September, all of the applicants were required to submit a proposal. And this was a pretty extensive proposal that we had to submit. We had to tell our plan, our vision, why we would be the best recipients of the furniture, how we would use these new flexible seating options to advance academic outcomes, and then what would these flexible seating options look like in our classrooms. And so that was pretty extensive. We filled that out and we had to submit that. And then that brings me all the way up until October, where I'm actually now planning and preparing for my Shark Tank pitch. So I thought, how can I deliver this message to them that not only do I really, really, really want this furniture, but I also really think that my students would benefit from this. So I thought, hey, let me let my students tell it. So I gathered several images and lots of pictures that I could find of what a typical day looks like in room 107 at Philip O'Berry. And so in our classroom, we do a lot of collaborative work. Students are on the floor, students are in the corners, students are moving around in the hallway, and there's a lot of collaborative opportunities that happen in one class period. So in one setting, 90 minutes, my students were outside, they were in groups, they were working independently, they were doing videos, drawings. So there was just a lot of opportunity for movement in the classroom, yet I realized you kind of have to plan and prepare for these arrangements. And so that was one of my focuses that I used to help me deliver my Shark Tank pitch. So I created my pitch, I shared it and practiced it with my family members and friends, and then October 30th came in no time. So it's now time for me to deliver my pitch. So I arrived to VS America at about 30 minutes ahead of time, and I was so nervous. I spent about 10 minutes sitting in my car with my note cards, just planning and preparing. And then finally, I built up enough courage to get out of the car. I walk over to the door, and there's this huge sign on the door that says, "Please do not ring the bell. Filming is in progress." And I thought, oh man, filming. They didn't tell me I would be filmed. They didn't let me know that. So instantly, I was already nervous. I was so scared. I didn't even know what to do. Sure enough, someone came, let me inside. And if I thought that I was nervous and scared on the outside, I was definitely feeling it now just from being inside. So when I got inside, there were huge cameras everywhere. I mean, it looked like an official stage setup. I was nervous. I was freaking out. And the first thing they told me was, "Hey, Melanie, don't pay attention to all of these cameras here. They totally don't exist." And I thought, great, sure. I'll just ignore all of these bright cameras over here generating heat, making me sweat. But nevertheless, I knew I had this huge task that I wanted to complete. And I knew that I had this message from my students and from other teachers at my school that I wanted to deliver. So I took a deep breath and I started. "Hi, Sharks. My name is Melanie." And that's kind of where the note cards stopped. I didn't read anything on my note cards. I was so nervous. I was sweating. And I just realized, you know what? Let's just tell the story as is. And so I used the pictures and the images of my students, and I just shared their stories. I explained, hey, this is a typical problem that we have on a daily basis that my students experience, from my students not being able to fit in the desk, or the desk being uncomfortable, or them not even being able to move them so that they can collaborate. Those were some of the realistic problems that we were having in class. So I shared that in my speech, and I paired it with images, and I shared my vision with the Sharks as far as like what I would do for these new flexible seating options, and how I would also not only use this for my students, but share this with other teachers. So that was kind of my pitch. I delivered it, and man, I was not very happy. I thought I didn't do a good job. And then the next day at school, I was told that we were having a kind of last minute like teacher staff meeting, and I was asked to kind of wait at the door. And so I didn't know what was going on. A few minutes passed, and then sure enough, they let me in the room. And when I went in there, oh my gosh, it was the VS America team, the entire team from CMS Personalized Learning, as well as all of my colleagues here at Philip O'Berry. And I had flowers and balloons, and they were just congratulating me for winning. And I was super shocked because I knew I didn't do a good job. But apparently I did. And so they had a video message for me where the individuals at VS America just kind of shared their thoughts on the presentation. And they shared that they really understood some of these problems that my students were facing daily, and that they were going to choose me as their winner. So I was not only thrilled, I was excited, but I was also completely surprised. They did not tell me. And so I was dressed like Mary Poppins. And also, let me tell you guys, it was Halloween that day. And so the teachers were allowed to dress up as their favorite book characters, and I dressed up as Mary Poppins. And so I found out that I had just won Shark Tank. They wanted me to deliver a like thank you speech, and I had this ridiculous outfit on, and I was just kind of nervous. I didn't know what to do. So I was extremely happy to find out that I won. And again, thank you for all of the help, the encouragement from my students, from my colleagues, and definitely from the CMS Personalized Learning team. But that was my Shark Tank experience. So I'm looking forward to these new set flexible seating options, and I'm looking forward to what this personalized learning journey will look like for me now. So thank you again for the time, and